This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Second extension granted to commission probing September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement. Report preparation ongoing. Election Commission allotting election symbols to candidates today. National Child Rights Council urges all to keep children out of election activities. Basanta Panchami or Saraswati Puja being observed with enthusiasm today. And TikTok strikes deal to continue U.S. operations under majority American ownership, splitting U.S. app from global business. Now, the news in detail. The government has extended the tenor of the investigation commission probing damages caused during the September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement by 20 days. According to newly appointed government spokesperson and Minister for Home Affairs, Om Prakash Arial, a meeting of the Council of Ministers took the decision yesterday. The commission formed on September 21, 2025 is chaired by former Judge Gauri Bahadur Karki with former Additional Inspector General of Police Bigyan Raj Sharma and legal expert Bishweshwar Bhandari as members. This is the second extension granted to the commission. Although it was initially given a three-month deadline, the Home Ministry proposed the extension as the report preparation was still underway. The previous term was due to expire on Thursday. In another decision, the Cabinet approved the acceptance of $2 million US grant assistance from the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank for upgrading the Butwal-Pokhara road section. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has also been appointed as the government's spokesperson. Other cabinet decisions will be made public through a regular press briefing. With 41 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission is allocating election symbols to candidates today. According to the Commission, candidates may withdraw their nominations between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The final list of candidates will be published from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and election symbols will be distributed between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. in line with the election schedule. The Commission has also completed its investigation into complaints filed against candidates. Following the probe, the nomination of Resham Chaudhary from Kailali Constituency No. 1 has been scrapped. Similarly, the candidacy of Sumitra Basnet from Kathmandu Constituency No. 10 was cancelled after she was found blacklisted by the Credit Information Bureau. Meanwhile, complaints filed against candidates from Sunsari Constituency No. 2, Rautahat Constituency No. 1 and Bhaktapur Constituency No. 2 were dismissed due to insufficient grounds. A total of 3,486 candidates have registered across 165 constituencies nationwide. Nomination filing was completed simultaneously across the country on January 20th. Of the total 275 seats, 165 will be elected through the direct first-past-the-post system, while the 110 members of the House of Representatives will be selected through proportional representation. In the meantime, the National Child Rights Council has urged all concerned stakeholders to ensure that children are not involved in election-related activities. In a press statement issued yesterday, the council called for a safe and child-friendly environment throughout the entire election period, including the post-election phase. It appealed to political parties, their sister organizations and candidates not to involve children in election campaigns, publicity programs, rallies or victory celebrations. The council also reminded political parties that the election code of conduct and other election-related laws clearly prohibit the participation of children in campaign activities, including welcome and reception programs, mass meetings and public gatherings. Stressing the need to protect and promote child rights, the Council urged all stakeholders to strictly adhere to existing laws and ensure children are kept away from election activities. The Nepali Congress has called a meeting of its Central Working Committee for today at 1 p.m. at the party's central office in Sanepa, Lalitpur. According to a press release issued by Party Central Office Secretary Prakash Sharma, Central Office Bearers, Central Committee Members and Presidents of the Provincial Committees have been asked to attend the meeting. This will be the first Central Working Committee meeting at the party headquarters since Gagan Thapa was elected party president through the Special General Convention. The meeting follows the resignation of Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudil after the new Central Working Committee came into effect. A new working committee under the leadership of President Gagan Thapa was constituted on January 14 and is scheduled to formally assume office today. The government has raised alert levels to prevent the entry of Nipah virus into the country following its spread in neighbouring West Bengal, India. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said health screenings have been intensified at Tribhuvan International Airport and at border points with India, particularly in Kosi province. Additional checks have also been ordered at other border crossings nationwide. Dr. Budathoki warned that Nipah virus infection can be fatal if not treated promptly, with a reported mortality rate of 30 to 33%. The virus spreads through infected bats, pigs, and human-to-human transmission. Furthermore, the ministry has urged the public and relevant agencies to remain vigilant and follow health safety measures to prevent the spread of the virus. Basanta Panchami, also known as Sri Panchami, is being celebrated across the country today with devotion and enthusiasm by worshipping Goddess Saraswati, the deity of knowledge, wisdom, learning, art, music and culture. Observed every year on the fifth day of the bright lunar fortnight of month of Magh, the festival marks the onset of the spring season and symbolizes renewal, learning and intellectual awakening, holding special importance for students and learners. From early morning, devotees have been visiting Saraswati temples and educational institutions to offer prayers, seeking blessings for wisdom, creativity and academic success. Schools and colleges organize special programs and many families observe Aksharamba, the traditional ritual in which young children are introduced to the alphabet by writing their first letters. A special Basanta Sravar program is also being organized at Nasal Chok in Hanuman Dhoka Darbar Square. Likewise, extending greetings on the occasion of the day, President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav highlighted the festival's cultural, educational and natural significance. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Popular short video app TikTok has finalized a deal to continue operating in the United States under a majority American-owned joint venture, ending a six-year legal and political saga over national security concerns. The app, owned by China's ByteDance, faced a potential ban in early 2025 unless it sold its U.S. operations to American investors. Lawmakers had expressed concerns that the Chinese government could access the data of U.S. users, which both TikTok and ByteDance have denied. Under the new agreement, TikTok USDS Joint Venture LLC will be majority owned by American and global investors, including Oracle, Silver Lake and UAE-based MGX, holding a combined 80.1% stake, while ByteDance retains 19.9%. The deal is aimed at loosening TikTok's ties to China and addressing concerns over users' data and algorithm security. The app has faced years of scrutiny from U.S. lawmakers, both Presidents Trump and Biden, and federal courts amid broader tensions between the U.S. and China over technology and data security. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has stated that with the partial influence of the westerly winds, the weather system is set to bring changes in the weather across the country from this afternoon. The department says cloud cover will begin developing from the western region, spreading eastwards from today till Saturday tomorrow. The impact will be more pronounced in western Nepal, where cloudy skies, rainfall and snowfall are expected. Meteorologist David Dakal said light rain may begin in parts of Sudhir Pashim province from this afternoon, while moderate rainfall with thunder is likely in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces. Some areas in Gandaki province may also receive scattered rain with thunder. Although weather conditions are expected to gradually improve tomorrow, lingering cloud cover is likely to cause a drop in temperatures nationwide. The department has urged the public and concerned agencies to remain alert and follow regular weather updates. Furthermore, temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 3 to 5 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Second extension granted to Commission probing September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement, report preparation ongoing. Election Commission alerting election symbols to candidates today. National Child Rights Council urges all to keep children out of election activities. Basanta Panchami or Saraswati Puja being observed with enthusiasm today. And TikTok strikes deal to continue U.S. operations under majority American ownership, splitting U.S. app from global business. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.